Yeah, look, he got evaluated yesterday, so we rest him up today and we'll get him on court for up and down and we'll see how he is after that. So we're fingers crossed, but we're hopeful.
So is that train tomorrow?
Yeah, he'll have a run around tomorrow. If he feels okay from that, we'll go from what the doctors say. But, you know, it's a 50-50 at the moment. So hopefully that he can play, but there's no guarantee that he can.
How hard is it as a coach to want one of your stars to play, but also knowing that he's had a bit of a history with these?
Yeah, well, the first thing is the health. You know, you don't want anything to go wrong with that, and we'll do everything we possibly can to make sure he's okay. And we'll take medical advice from that. But we're hopeful that he can play, and we'll find that out tomorrow.
You had a bit of a chat to him there. What was that sort of nature of the discussion, and what was the feedback from Matt on it?
Yeah, it was just how he's feeling generally. You know, obviously he wants to play. His heart's there. He's been, you know, he was probably our MVP in the first game, and he does a lot of hard work behind the scenes in physicality. So just want to make sure he's okay, mind-wise, to you know, either play or don't play. So then it's up to the rest of our guys to really step up in his absence if he doesn't suit the court on Sunday. Well, I'm not the expert on it, but look, he said he feels good, so we'll hopefully that's a good sign.
Given the championship's on the line, no doubt the player will say, I'm ready to go. So how much is it up to him and how much is it up to the medical staff?
It's 100% up to the medical staff. And if it's up to Matty, he'll play. You know, he'll put the jersey on and be okay, but we've got to take a long-term view with it and make sure that his welfare comes first before any basketball game.
Yeah, Brant and Jamil really stepped up in his absence in the second half, so that gives you a lot of confidence, no doubt.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's what we've got to work out. If Matt doesn't play, do we start both of them? And they gave us a really good focal point on the interior. They struggled a lot to keep us off the glass with those two big bodies on, so that's something that we might be able to use in game three if that happens. Yeah, well, we move the ball. You know, obviously Bryce and Casey get a lot of attention on the defensive end, and we're very thankful that they're unselfish players. You know, we pass the ball 300 times a game and we find the open man, and we just got to make sure we're in the right spots. And, you know, Damo was open for a number of open three-pointers, and then Gus was open near the basket, and we just got to keep moving the ball to find the open man.
Trev, you've obviously got the wood on them. You've won those first two games, and despite them having a really good start in both of them, once you get into your groove, you just keep powering on. What is it about the first two games that has been the key to that?
Well, I think we're just playing a great style of basketball right now. You know, we got to this stage about a month ago where we were improving, and I think we're still improving. You know, we're getting different things thrown at us, and we're allowed to adapt with that and find ways past it. And that's a sign of a good team, that you can adapt on the run, and we've got some smart players out there and know how to play against different situations. And that's what we said about a month ago. If the team is going to win, it is the team that keeps improving, and we're heading down that path.
Is this the best team that you've got so far this year at your fingertips? I mean, obviously the depth now, you've had a lack of injuries so far this series as well.
Yeah, well, hopefully Matt's back on the court, but without question, it's our best basketball we're playing right now, and it comes at a good time.
95% of people are probably thinking, game over, the Wildcats have got this now. What are your thoughts?
Well, you still have to win three games. Nothing's changed from game one. You have to win three games, and we haven't done that yet. So until we do that, you know, the championship's still open.
Did your nerves hit a bit more this week, Trevor, given now it's basically, you know, it's yours for the taking in this game?
Well, I think excitement, you know, more so the nerves, that the guys have been playing great basketball, and right now we just want to keep playing. We wish there was a game on tonight. We're sharing the ball, we have each other's back on the defensive end, and we're playing with our heart, and that's, you know, it's enjoyable. Everybody's enjoying playing basketball right now, so it's more games the better.
Trevor, have you mentioned to the team that they could become just the second to go back-to-back, and if you haven't mentioned it to the team, how do you keep them just focused on purely Sunday as opposed to thinking ahead that, you know, another win?
Yeah, I think that's something that you can reminisce about, you know, when you finish your career, that what you're achieved, and we're certainly in the mix of it. We know we have a tremendous amount of respect for Wollongong, and they can shoot, they can defend, And we know that we're going to have to play really well on Sunday to win, and that's our focus. And when we finish and retire and out on the porch and on the rocking chair, we can think back about what we achieved.
What are you expecting from the Hawks now? Because it's do or die, really, for them now.
Yeah, well, obviously the back's against the wall. They're going to come out. They're young and aggressive, and they'll do, you know, very similar to game two. And they'll mix it up from the zone and the traps. And so we think we're pretty well prepared. And hopefully we can produce that again on Sunday.
And Marvell Harris, he had a really quiet game, obviously just stepping off the plane the other day. What are you expecting from him?
Oh, look, he'll come back. You know, obviously he's got a lot of stuff going on with his family and travel to America and back. It takes a fatigue factor. And, you know, he's a quality player, and we know he'll come out pretty strong on Sunday.
Trevor, you had to rein the boys back at all? Like, almost there. Are they getting excited? Have you had to pull them back and settle them down?
I think that's with, you know, we've got a fair amount of vets on the team with Damo and Sean and Maddie and Jesse and Greg. They've won, you know, two or three championships, and it's more so the other guys that haven't been there before. And it's the habits, but it's also the culture that we bring. It's just playing the game. We talk less and more actions on the court, and the guys just want to play.
Personally, yourself, do you allow yourself to think of potentially what could unfold the next couple of days?
No, it's just game three. You know, we go back and watch the tape again. It's all work for us, and hopefully on Sunday we can relax and have a shave. But until then, we've got work to do.
I was just about to say, obviously, the motivation, you don't need anymore, but are you pretty keen to get that up?
Yeah, I am. Well, hopefully it's sooner than later, but, you know, it's a great, everyone's buying in. You know, that's the beautiful part about coaching the team. There's no egos, everyone's unselfish, everyone's working for each other. And when you get a team doing that, it's a fun place to be around.
Trev, just quickly back on Matt, can you foresee a scenario at all where he does get the tick off from the doctors and you still decide not to play him?
That'll be probably after tomorrow. He'll have a practice. And look, if there's any lightheadedness or dizziness, we won't risk it at all. But it's really going to be up to the medical staff and then Matt.
Is it a matter of him being ready to start, or if he's fit enough to just get a few minutes off the bench here and there, does he come in?
Look, if he's going to play, he'll start, without a question. Yep.
Trev, obviously, with the concerns around his head, is a future, you know, his long-term future and playing and also health come into it as well, given the fact that he is ageing and he has been around for a long time?
Yeah, without a question. That's something that we'll sit down in the postseason and go right through and just to see where he is collectively with that. It's a concern to get so many hits on the head in one season and over the course of his career, and that's certainly a big area that we'll talk about in the off-season.
Does the nature of it come into account as well? It sort of seemed really innocuous, and it didn't seem like a massive punch or elbow as Casey sort of glancing blow. Does that come into it as well? That it wasn't
Yeah, I think it got him right at the right spot. So it wasn't, like you said, it wasn't a great physical force, a collision. It was more incidental, but it hit the right spot, and you know, if he plays, he might wear a helmet. I don't know. That's something that we'll go through with the medical staff.
Do you have a helmet available?
No, Jonathan Thurston from the Cowboys. I might give him a call to see if he can ship one over, but I'm sure the Western Force have got a couple over the road.
Thanks, Trev.